I'm Phil Lawler, one of the creators of Adventures in Odyssey. You know, someone once said, life is made up of memories. Well, we here in Odyssey have been blessed with wonderful memories. And since we're on the verge of a brand new year, decade, century, and millennium, we thought it would be a good time to take a couple of episodes and look back at some of the people, events, and even nuances that make up Adventures in Odyssey, starting with that doorbell. As I walked in here just now, it occurred to me, I wonder how many times people have stepped through that door and said,
Hi, Whit.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Whit, is that you under the counter?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Whit.
Hi, Whit. I'm sorry I'm late.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hi, gang.
Hello?
Mr. Whitaker?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Mr. J.A. Whitaker, I'd know you anywhere.
Ah.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Have you seen Kurt?
Hi, guys.
Oh, Whit, I'm sorry. I'm not on time. I wanted to be, especially on my first day back and everything. He's not here.
I don't believe it.
Whitaker! Whitaker.
Well, hi there, folks.
I think it's safe to say that a lot of people have rung that bell and come through that door over the years. And we'll meet some of them up close when our look back at Adventures in Odyssey continues in just a moment. Welcome back to our look back at Adventures in Odyssey. You know, Odyssey has always been about people. And on the top of the list is the program's most prominent character, John Avery Whitaker. Whit is the embodiment of the Apostle Paul's everyman. He's a businessman.
UPF proposes to rebuild the Fillmore Recreation Center. And I'm quoting now, as a place of adventure and discovery, filled with books and activities, fun and games, arts and crafts, and uplifting conversation. But most of all, it will be a place where kids of all ages can just be kids.
A writer?
There must be 50 stories here. Did you write all of these?
Yeah, some of them before I bought this place, but most of them afterwards. It sort of helped relieve the pain when my wife died.
An inventor?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the Bible Room.
Hey, what are you working on anyway?
Well, it's called an environment enhancer. It adds effects and music while you're listening to a story.
I'm calling it the Room of Consequence. See, instead of sending you back, this will let you play out the future.
Ta-da!
What is it?
My latest invention, the transmuter.
Every time I come into this Bible Room, you got something new on display. Now, what's this contraption you're working on now?
Well, I'm calling it the Imagination Station.
And most of all, John Avery Whitaker is a man of God.
What we need to do, whether we're singing, praying, or even just talking about God, is to remember what Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed, sacred, revered, holy be thy name. You see, it's always best to do what God wants us to do, just because he wants us to do it. You see, it was a star just like this one that led the three wise men to Bethlehem. There they found the little baby Jesus lying in a manger, and they brought him gifts, special gifts. In fact, some people say these fellows invented the art of giving Christmas presents. But that isn't really true, because God did that on the first Christmas. He knew that Jesus would grow out of the manger and head straight for the cross. But he loved us enough to sacrifice what he loved most, his own son, to give us the greatest gift ever, eternal life, abundant life. And I hope every time one of us looks at this star, we'll remember that. See, Eugene, the cross symbolizes what we believe, that Christ died to save us from sin. It's very precious to all believers, and that's why we revere it. But just like it was wrong for Cordova to want the cross to make him rich, and for Maria to want to use the cross for political power, so it was wrong for Dan to think that the cross had the power to win souls. See, the cross itself doesn't save anybody. It's what Jesus did on the cross that saves.
Amen, Whit. Of course, no man is an island. Whit has plenty of friends in Odyssey, chief among them, Tom Riley. Tom is the epitome of the good old boy.
What'd he say?
Mild-mannered and outgoing, Tom has an easy confidence about him that has taken him from country bumpkin.
I plan to spend the evening with a cup of hot cocoa and Robert Louis Stevenson.
The writer? He's coming to your house?
No, Tom. He's not actually coming here. He's dead.
Dead? I didn't even know he was sick.
No.
Odyssey City Council member.
Let the minute show that the vote to grant a business license to Dr. Regis Blaggard to open the establishment called Blaggard's Castle was postponed until 1 week from today. This meeting is adjourned.
To the town's highest public office.
I could give you folks a lot of campaign rhetoric and promises. But you know, that's not how I do things. I've been on the city council for a long time. So you know my track record. You know what I stand for. You know what I stand against. As your mayor, I'll do the best I can for you and for this town.
To owner and operator of Odyssey's latest attraction, the Timothy Center.
But just this year, God used Timmy and this cabin to inspire me to build this center. I thought I could give people a place where God could reach them, like he reached Timmy, which was one reason why I liked the idea of our first retreat to be about God's will.
Tom's first employee at the Timothy Center also happened to be Witt's first employee at Witt's End, perpetual teenager Connie Kendall. Connie made her first appearance in an episode called, appropriately enough, Connie Comes to Town. And right from the start, you never quite knew what to expect from her.
Why, excitement could be waiting for you right on the other side of that door.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Could you tell me how to get to Front Street? Did I say something wrong?
Oh, no.
I hereby promise to treat everyone I meet with kindness, gentleness, and patience from now on. Signed, Connie Kendall.
I don't believe this! It's an electric train! Electric trains don't have any smoke!
Connie!
It's unreal. You have this enormous electric train upstairs. You all spend hours up there playing with it. The answer was right under your nose the whole time. I can't believe you guys are so dense!
I guess I sort of been feeling sorry for myself. I'm not sure why. I've been feeling confused about things, you know? Feeling like I don't have any friends and all that.
Oh.
But when you got hurt, I realized how much you're my friend. And then I thought about the kids who come into the shop and how much they're my friends, too. And I don't know why I didn't think they were.
Crushes can happen to anybody. Take it from an expert. I've had plenty of them. Mine only last about a week, though.
Call me but love, and henceforth, I will never be Romeo.
Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. This bud of love, by summer's ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite.
Wow.
Do not adjust your radio. We are in control. You are about to enter a different place, and yet one that isn't so different. It's a dimension of sound and mind, a land of shadows, substance, and a lot of weirdness. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Of course, Connie was only the first of Witt's steady employees. He hired the second one about a year later, and right from the start, this one, too, was every bit as colorful as Connie.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello. You realize, of course, there's a more efficient way to let you know a customer has come in than the employment of that small bell above the door.
Probably. Are you a salesman?
No, sir. My name is Eugene Meltzner, and I'm a science student and, might I add in all modesty, a recognized genius at the Campbell County Community College.
But if they were a handful individually, when Connie and Eugene got together, sparks flew.
I was in stitches all afternoon.
What's the last social event you went to?
Simple. The physics club Christmas banquet. An enlightening festivity. The ornaments were actually held onto the tree by centrifugal force.
Have you ever been bowling? Skiing? How about roller skating?
Miss Kendall, this is a rapidly changing world, and some of us do not wish to be left behind due to engaging in unnecessary activities.
Are you saying I'm behind the times?
I'm merely saying, socially speaking, your choices have left you somewhat, maladroit.
What? What did you call me?
The train is turned off, Connie. May we leave now?
I want to see more. What else does this computer do?
Everything.
Show me!
Connie,
I'm not leaving until you show me, so you may as well just save your breath and show me.
child.
Sticks and stones. What else does it do?
What's wrong with buying a car? It looks better on the road than a computer.
I don't ride my computer, Ms. Kendall. I ride a bike. They're safe, economical, and healthy.
Oh, right. And you come in all sweaty. Give me an air-conditioned car any day.
Mr. Whitaker, what can I do? It's like casting the proverbial pearls before swine.
Oh, no, 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 you don't. You're not dragging me into this. I'm going up to my office.
What did you call me?
I didn't call you anything.
You called me a swine, didn't you?
I beg your pardon, Miss Kendall, but I seriously doubt whether my rich thespian background will be best utilized as a donkey.
Well, you could always be a goat, Eugene.
Most amusing. Would I not be of more service, not to mention completely typecast, to say one of the wise men?
You told me the beard makes you itch.
What do you think this donkey costume is going to do?
Come on, don't be such a baby. How do you expect Mary to get there if she doesn't have a donkey to ride on?
What? I'm actually carrying someone?
Only Mary.
Oh, and who, pray tell, is playing Mary?
Well, me, actually.
I might have known. Now look, Ms. Kendall, this is completely unacceptable.
An unusual pair, to say the least. And we'll hear more from them, and Wit, and meet one of the town's most unusual characters when this look back at Adventures in Odyssey continues in just a moment. Welcome back to our look back at Adventures in Odyssey.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Eugene?
I was wondering if it would inconvenience you if I were to utilize the computer in your office for a short time while I'm on my break?
Oh, brother, why don't you speak English?
Connie isn't the only one who has trouble interpreting Eugene. Although Mr. Meltzner prides himself on his communication skills, there are times when hardly anyone else can understand a word he's saying. Here are some of Eugene's more picturesque verbal gymnastics, along with their normal English language translations.
Howdy. An abbreviated form of the phrase, how do you do, or in the older English, how do you fare? In answer, Tom, I fare well, thank you.
Meaning, I'm fine, thanks.
I would be proud and honored to offer my meager ministrations as your most obsequious journeyman for whatever course of time you deem necessary, sir.
Meaning, I'd like the job, if it's okay with you.
Well, I hope you won't feel I mistrust your powers of discernment, Esther, but if you could elaborate on the circumstances in a sequential enumeration, perhaps we could shed some light on our dilemma.
Meaning, what are the facts?
Attention all! Our quarry is on the approach. I believe it would behoove us to seclude ourselves post-haste! Here they come! Hi!
To borrow the colloquialism, I am without perspiration. Huh? No sweat. Now let's punch the highway.
You mean hit the road?
As you wish. I was powering my two-wheeler along this concrete pathway when your personage suddenly appeared directly in front of me, blocking my course. My reflexes immediately sprang to life in an attempt to navigate an evasive maneuver around you while still maintaining course and speed, but I evidently overcompensated and my Schwinn careened off the hardened path, taking me with it, and upended us both in this shrub. A rhododendron of the Heath family, I believe, deducing from the leathery evergreen leaves as distinguished from the deciduous azalea, which, as we all know, is
not... You mean you crashed into this bush because I got in your way?
Well, that, of course, is another way of expressing it. We're still very unsure of our facts, and therefore feel it prudent to forego any declarative stance until either the existing data can be thoroughly analyzed or we receive further, more conclusive proof in this matter, in my opinion.
I'll bet people have nightmares about you.
That last voice you just heard belongs to Bernard Walton, owner of Walton's Janitorial Services.
Hold on. Walton's Hygienic Maintenance and Engineering Company, please?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, Bernard.
Well, it's not much, but it's mine, you know? Now, I built it up from the ground, and I started with just a rag and a bucket, and now I've got a squeegee in a bucket.
Oh, right, right. Sorry.
Well, for what it's worth, I think your heart's in the right place. Yeah, your brain is missing in action, but your heart's in the right place.
Thanks. As you can tell, Bernard is never at a loss for words. Whether he's sparring with Eugene, grousing at the kids to stop smudging his freshly washed windows, telling a story, or hosting his own television show, BTV, Bernard has employed more than his share of unusual turns of phrase over the years.
See you tomorrow.
You'll both die in our sleep.
What? Well, paint me red all over and send me to a four-alarm fire sirens blazing.
What?
I'm telling
on, you wit. I haven't had this much fun since I had my corns removed.
Seems like you can't swing a dead cat these days without hitting somebody who's trying to save some plant or animal.
I'm telling you, wit, your windows have more fingerprints on them than the easels at a convention of six-fingered hand painters.
Did I ask?
No, but I
Eugene,
thought...
you're about as much fun as a root canal.
Like...
But I haven't been this excited about anything since those self-adjusting squeegees came out. They try a con job here, a con job there.
Yeah, here a con, there a con.
Everywhere a con con.
Now you think you got problems? I don't even exist.
Yes, you do, Bernard. And we're very glad. You know, we'd love to take an in-depth look at all of the people in Odyssey. Unfortunately, we have a limited amount of time, which means inevitably somebody's going to get left out. So, we thought we'd remedy that situation during the last few minutes of today's program by hearing from as many of those other folks as we can. The ones who, along with our main characters, actually experienced all of the adventures. In fact, we're going to make a little game out of it. I'm not going to tell you who anyone is until after they're all done speaking. You'll have to figure it out from their voices. Call it a little test on how well you know Odyssey. You ready? Go.
I want pork rinds!
There's different kinds of strange. I mean, there's strange, like when you let dried rubber cement hang out of your nose during shop class.
Oh.
And then there's strange, like when you put your clothes on backwards and sing Lydia the Tattooed Lady outside of a wedding.
But I have a hard time picturing you giving up Zapazoids for a month. Be like giving up breathing or having your nostril hairs pulled out.
The expansionists were really happy folk, because in 1844 they elected James Polk. In the White House, he took up resident. He was allowed because he was president. What do you think?
Well, I'm talking about death and destruction and being forced to do homework by parents, you know? The usual stuff in rock music.
No, no! We want to get off the beaten path. See the essential Hawaii.
The essential Hawaii.
Yeah, read all about it in this here book. Here.
The essential Hawaii. Yeah, well, that would certainly explain it, all right.
I want to be grown up. You know, an adult. That way, I'll get to do all the fun things they get to do. Like drive a car, meet whatever I want, and buy whatever I want.
I win!
Nuh-uh! I got to the bottom first.
You did not? Look, you still have some soda left.
That's ice!
Since when is ice brown? Huh?
You have so much to live for. Consider the lilies of the field, the sparrows of the air.
Donna!
You must have faith to see you through this crisis.
Donna!
Yes. I know the damage you've suffered in your interpersonal relationship.
Donna!
But you must consider the long term. This is but a passing time for us.
Donna!
I'm never going to see my children again.
Missing? Wow. Sounds like you need a detective. Want me to help you find one?
What about you?
Well, okay. But I wouldn't advise it.
The good news is more seats were filled tonight than last night.
And the bad news?
They weren't filled with people.
Ah. Well, that would explain the clucking sound I heard at the end of Act 3.
Ha! My creation is complete! Genius has made its mark! Behold, Dadenstein!
He's beautiful, Master. But are you sure the experiment will succeed?
It must succeed! Finally, I'll have someone to call my own. Someone who will be there for me. Who will go to the father-son baseball clinics and be interested in what I do.
Look! If I become a bone, I'll have something I've never had before.
A police record?
No! Fame, prestige, power.
Cuts, bruises, fractures.
You don't understand. Right now, everyone sees me as being yellow.
That's only because you don't get enough sun.
I'm not talking about my skin color. Everybody thinks I'm a chicken.
Don't be silly. You don't look anything like a chicken.
Pants cover my legs so that I can go. Without them, I would be cold. I know. I like pants. I like them so.
Mr. Whittaker says that she is marvelous. He said, what did he said something? It's on the tip of my nose, what he said.
I don't see
Yeah, she said she is as neat as a pin. And her employment will arrive right in the nick of the clock.
Her employment?
Yeah, I have been in over my head. But with her to lend a hand, I will be off on my right foot in no time. I will laugh all the way down a short pier.
I want my head and my heart to come together so I can make a mature decision. I won't make it lightly nor on a whim of emotion. I love you, and I believe you love me. That doesn't mean I'm the best person for you or that you're the best person for me.
When I'd finished, I took Emmy's hand and I told her. I told her it's never too late to come to Jesus. I pegged you to accept him right then. She looked at me with those blue eyes. It was all the movement she had. And a tear rolled down her cheek. She died the next morning.
I didn't change my mind, Councilman Riley. I wasn't against Mr. Whitaker opening his establishment. I merely felt the land could be put to better use. Now that I've seen how successful such a place can be, I think we should have more of them.
I've been tracking him ever since I got out of jail. I followed him to Chicago, where he had that run-in with Whit and Connie. After that, I lost him. But this has his handwriting all over it. I know he's connected to it somehow. I know it. And that's why I'm here, to stop him.
Now you listen to me, boy. I haven't spent the past 5 years of my life working to get into this town just to let someone like you ruin things. You get in my way, and I'll squash you like the little bug you are. Remember that.
Now, would you mind telling me what you're doing here?
I got your message. I'm here to rescue you.
Oh, I see. And you decided the best way to do that was by getting yourself captured.
You know me. Always keep them guessing.
Well, I'd love to stand here and give you another lesson in basic radio 101, but I have a show to do with your boss.
I'm in Odyssey?
Okay. That last one is pretty easy. But how'd you do on the rest of them? Well, in order of appearance, here they are. Doris Rathbone, Jimmy Barkley, Uncle Joe Finneman, Robin Jacobs, Rodney Rathbone, Bart Rathbone, George Barkley, Erica Clark, Melanie Jacobs, Tracy Needlemeyer, Donna Barkley, Mary Barkley, Harlow Doyle, Sam Johnson, Walter Shakespeare, Edwin Blackard, Lawrence Hodges, Isaac Morton, Lucy Cunningham Schultz, Charles Edward Thompson, Fred Holstein, Katrina Shanks, Jack Allen, Philip Glossman, Richard Maxwell, Dr. Regis Blackard, Tasha Forbes, Jason Whitaker, Cryin' Brian Dern, and of course, Dr. James Dobson, president of Focus on the Family, the ministry that has produced this program for the past 12 years. Quite a group, eh? And it's only the tip of the iceberg. I apologize if we missed one of your favorites, but that's why we put Adventures in Odyssey on audio cassettes and CDs, so you can hear your favorites over and over again. And of course, there's a lot more to cover in our look back at Odyssey, and we'll get to as much of it as we can next time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Over the years, our vocal talent has included Paul Herlinger, Hal Smith, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Dave Madden, and Will Ryan. Our writers have included myself, Steve Harris, Susan McBride, Paul McCusker, Jeff Parker, Diane Dalby, Charlie Richards, Rich Peterson, Van Trapp, Chris Fabry, Marshall Younger, April Damon, Jeff Kohler, Jeff White, Paul Malm, Campbell Freed, Dave Arnold, Jim Ware, Doug McIntosh, John Beebe, Tori Martin, Bill Myers, Lissa Halls-Johnson, and Kathy Wieringa. Our directors have included myself, Steve Harris, Paul McCusker, Chuck Bolte, Marshall Younger, Dave Arnold, and Bill Myers. Our producers have included myself, Steve Harris, Paul McCusker, Dave Arnold, and Al Jansen. Our production and sound designers have included Steve Harris, Bob Luttrell, Dave Arnold, Mark Drury, Todd Bastide, Ramsey Drexler, Jonathan Crow, Dwayne Harms, and Rob Jorgensen. Our music composers have included John Campbell, Marty Achito, Tim Hossman, James Gabriel, Pat Woodland, Jack Ballard, and Barry Young. Our executive producers have included Chuck Bolte and Al Jansen. On behalf of all of them, our wonderful announcer Chris Anthony, and any others I may have missed, I'm Phil Lawler, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.